Discovery of an incredibly ornate 1st century Roman helmet. In fact, it's more of a metal headdress to look at it. On the top it has a griffin, below that a Phrygian-style helmet, and below that a typically wistful Roman face surrounded by curls of hair. Originally it would have been plated in tin, making it look silver.
Where was this found and what would this kind of object be used for?
Well, the piece was found by a young metal detectorist in a Cumbrian field. It was found in more than 30 pieces, but the whole thing has been put back together again. And it's really an exceptional bit of work by the Roman bronzesmiths. It's thought that the helmet was purely for display at the Roman cavalry's sporting events. It's just a bit too pretty for fighting, and there have only been 3 similar examples ever found in Britain. And only 2 other helmets have been found complete with the face masks, and one is the Ribchester helmet, and that was found in 1796, and that's now in the British Museum. And there's also the Newstead helmet, and that was found in 1905, and you can see it in Edinburgh.
Sounds absolutely amazing. Can we go and see it?
Well, in a sense, yes. You can buy it if you've got a few £100,000 burning a hole in your pocket. The headdress is on sale at Christie's on the 7th of October, write that date in your diary, and you can expect to pay anything from £200,000 to £500,000 for it. It's quite an odd situation for such a find because it's not made of gold or silver, and it wasn't part of a hoard, so the British Museum doesn't have first dibs on acquiring it. But if anyone does buy it, please can you lend it to a museum so I can go and see it?
Not on my salary, sadly. But have any archaeologists been able to look at this scientifically?
Well, not as far as I can tell. Most of the restoration work has been done by the auction house. And as skilled as they may be, there's a whole host of imaging, sampling and scanning techniques which could have been applied to this object to find out even more about it. So, for example, where the metal came from to forge it or the tools that were used to make it. We don't even know that much about the site which it came from or why it was buried there. So I guess it's another one of these beautiful mysteries.
Thanks, Diana. Back to the mire of the Yucatan now, and another mystery, the mysterious ruin.